It's 95.5 PLJ. It's our reunion day. I'm Race Taylor. Joey Kramer is to my right. Special thanks to Todd and Jade and Annie and Monk for letting us scoot in a little bit early.
Good morning, my friend.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent. We have no real map for today.
Nothing.
We've got not many commercials. We've got all kinds of songs and all kinds of memories to share over the course of the reunion special.
The child DJ and all of us have been looking forward to this, where the program director says, do what you want today.
Right, exactly.
Right?
There are going to be people that come into the station that you'll remember from the past. There will be phone calls from people who no longer live in the area. Through the magic of technology, some people will connect from the other coast where it's a different hour entirely. And we're going to share some stories and some memories, and we hope you have some to share as well. So you can hit us with a text at 95955. You can find us on social. We'll be posting throughout the day. And at PLJ.com, you'll find all the other links to our social feeds if there's something you would like to share.
I cannot wait to see some of the old faces come up here.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be phenomenal.
What I think would be a great place to start would be with what has lived online for decades.
Ages.
It's the work of Pat St. John.
It's genius and it's brilliant.
Yeah. You have to realize before we press play on this that the original piece is 18 minutes long.
Right.
And we've kind of edited it down to just the length of a song. But it is called The Big Montage. And Pat, back in the day, would make these things, and they were musically masterpieces, how the lyrics and the music would line up to tell the story that he wanted to tell.
And here's the crazy thing, what a lot of people don't understand, is way back when, we didn't have all this digital editing.
Right.
So Pat had a reel-to-reel, probably a cigarette butt and big ash hanging out over the reel-to-reel machine.
Exactly, a razor blade.
God only knows how long it took him.
Because music was on vinyl then, so he'd have to take it from the vinyl and put it onto reel-to-reel, and
right.
He'd have to find the place and splice it, and if you mess it, you'd have to do it all over again. So imagine going through this for how many hours to get an 18-minute piece.
Daunting.
We'll use it to start our day today. Here's just a little piece of The Big Montage on 95.5 PLJ.
So far away.
started right there with a tribute to New York City, and I must have been like a few dozen edits at least.
My fingers are cramping up just listening to that, thinking about the editing. And did he have bloody fingers? Like, we have to ask Pat that
exactly.
later.
Exactly. How many late nights kind of curled over a reel-to-reel machine with splicing tape and a razor blade, and well before the technology that we have today?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
There's three times more the length of that, all those edits.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear a drop of his name in there. I hear a little bit of the band Boston singing New York City. Mm-hmm. So many other drops from the Four Deuces version of WPLJ.
Pace Freely.
Just how you think of that. And then edit it. And then imagine you screw it up, and then you have to go in. I've got to put it back on the reel-to-reel.
That's right.
And then you find the splice to
string it back up.
It's unbelievable, really. So this is just the very beginning of what will be a day filled with memories, names from the past, even your text messages. Here from the 917, I remember PLJ when it switched from WABC-FM in 1971. I spent so many hours listening to the likes of Zachary, Tony Pig, Michael Cruz, and many others. I can't wait to find out who shows up today. We can't wait either.
This is, I'm like, it's like Christmas Day for me. Seriously, I grew up listening to this radio station. This is going to be awesome.
Take a step into your past throughout the day with us today. It's 95.5 PLJ.
You say you'll be down in 5.
It is reunion day on 95.5 PLJ. I'm Race Taylor, 921. Joey Kramer is here.
Hello.
Melanie will be joining us at 10 o'clock. In between now and then, we hope to hear from the likes of Tony Banks, maybe Lady Di, who was a fixture with Scott and Todd in the morning. She will have some stories to share, and we've got that coming throughout the course of the day. Text messages coming in and some very important questions.
Yeah, so Anthony Baraccio texting, everyone there, thank you for many years of enjoyment and for helping me start my day. Someone asked, can you please play One Last Phone Scam?
I think we can find some of those CDs around here.
Dig something up?
Yes.
We have someone who said, I grew up listening in Huntington. Thanks for all the memories and phone scams. That's from Frank R.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Excellent, Frank.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, and as far as old jingles, old memories, people have talked about our last weekend, taking them musically through the 48-year history of this radio station and just the little tiny snippets that they recall from driving down the shore or the letter we received from Brianna that is taped to the back wall and has motivated us all weekend long. We'll share some of that. And we've got some music as well. We're going to kind of keep the music current. We're going to play some things that are, let's just say, era appropriate, depending on who rolls in here.
Sure.
And when that is, and we have a long day ahead of us. So stick around. It's reunion day on PLJ, and then tomorrow the regular staff gets their chance to say goodbye from Todd and Jay to Melanie to our show between 2 and 7, where we're going to roll out some of our favorite musical performances we've collected over the past 20 years here, whether it was the China Club or our Stage 17 or anything along those lines. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for reaching out. You can text us at 95955. This is PLJ. It is 9:30 at 95.5 PLJ. It is our reunion day. I'm Race Taylor with Joey Kramer. Your Radio Geek Alert begins right now.
TM Studios pays tribute to WPLJ.
95.5 WPLJ.
For nearly 50 years, 95.5 PLJ has stirred the heart of New York City. And for the last three decades, TM Studios has been a proud partner of WPLJ. us at TM Studios. And on behalf of New York City, thank you, WPLJ. TM Studios, Phase 2.
I know that I'm a handful, but like me, Tony Banks, 95.5, WPLJ.
It's Reunion Day on PLJ. You remember that sound. You remember that voice, right? I believe he's on the line right now. Do we hear Tony Banks?
Tony Banks.
In the building.
Wow. Hey, was that a flashback for you or what?
Like, hearing that in my headphones right now was like, oh my God, you have completely taken me back.
That is crazy.
Thank you for that.
Oh, chill inducing. Come on.
Where are you checking in from, my friend?
I'm in sunny Melbourne, Florida.
In the
lovely KISS Studios. Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
I work down here. Like everyone else, just kind of going down memory lane this last month and pulling out some of the old tapes and some of the old pictures. And, you know, we all got together in New York last week, and it was amazing.
Right.
It really was. It was like jumping into a time machine.
Do you know, it took me forever, and I think really all of us, after that party, it took a good couple of days to really just kind of soak in what happened. You know, because we hadn't seen people in over 20 years, 25 years, some of us.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, you're seeing people in face after face. And I got home, and I couldn't go to bed. And it was just like the next day, it was like, what happened last night? It was incredible just to reconnect with everybody.
Yeah, you know, there's social media, and that's great. But, man, there's nothing like the face-to-face and being with everyone and everyone hugging. Hello. It was really a magical night.
There was a lot of love in the room. That's for sure.
It was. And, you know, for us, I mean, you're talking about, you know, the radio geeks. Yeah. You know, to meet other generations of PLJ that, you know, I was part of the 90s generation, the mid to late 90s. But to meet the guys from the 70s and the 80s and just the history, the guys that you've heard their names and they were stars to you growing up, you know, the Jim Kerrs and the Jimmy Finks, and just, it was just amazing.
Take us back. You came to us from Providence, right?
Yeah, it was the, we used to joke it was the PLJ farm team.
That's right.
Which came from Providence.
It's like a pipeline right down 95 from Rhode Island to New York City.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, Tony, you did Weekends in Swing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to answer your phones and stack your carts on Monday night at the 70s.
You know, those funny tapes that used to contain the music?
Right. That's right.
Wow.
Here's a lesson, kids. This is what music used to arrive on.
Sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Joey, I mean, you and, you know, Rich Kaminsky, and just, you know, when you talk about PLJ, there were those of you guys that were lucky enough to stay there all these years, and there were others who moved on to other things, but, you know, PLJ opened so many doors for all of us who did move on from PLJ. It's amazing, and it'll always have a place in our hearts. And I know civilians, you know, non-radio people, we're a crazy bunch.
We're all whacked out. The lay people.
But there's this connection to radio stations that we've worked at, and a certain song can bring us back to those times, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's just, you know, PLJ just holds this special place in our hearts. And, so this whole month has just been all kinds of different feels. It's crazy.
You mentioned some names earlier in this conversation, and what is always amazing to me, as soon as you walk through the door and you start to talk to some of the people who are here, you hear those names, and then you're like, man, I am in the shadows of all of this radio history and radio greatness, and how will I ever measure up? You know, that's the thing. Everybody has set the bar, and we're a competitive group, and you want to be as good, or you want to at least try to, you know, match the person who was on before you. It's really amazing. And the fact that we can remain close with these people and invite them back is incredible.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is everyone kind of sets the bar for the person before. You know, it kind of makes you step up your game because you want to be just as good. You know, it's almost like being in a starting rotation.
Right.
You know, and the guy before you, you know, goes 8 innings or 9 innings, and you want to do the same. You take the ball and you just run with it. And that's how it's been here for years.
That's awesome.
You know what made PLJ really special, you guys, is that you had that feeling. Like, it's like an actor who someday wants to get to Hollywood or get to Broadway. You know, radio guys want to get to New York. And, you know, you do, you prep yourself for that and you look forward to that and you have all these expectations. And, you know, I can remember back, you know, one of my expectations coming from Providence was like, oh, we're, you know, you're going to be in New York. It's going to be cutthroat. People are going to be stabbing you in the back and the front. It's going to be insane. But you know what? PLJ behind the scenes was so much of a great family that, you know, it just, it didn't make sense. It's like, oh my God, right. We're in the, you know, New York in this, you know, but there was such a family there where everyone had each other's back and just, like everyone got along, no drama. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big takeaways for me was just that, you know, of what made PLJ special is all the people that were even behind the scenes.
Yeah. You know, if you try to explain people who weren't here, you know, they'll go, oh, yeah, that's really cool. But the fact of the matter is it really was. I know it sounds so cliche. It was like a family here.
Guess what? The people here were fabulous from day one. Now, granted, maybe if you were lost and looking for the one or the nine train, they didn't follow up with the directions with,
right.
Oh, hey, how's mom and them? It was just, here's where your train is. Have a good day. And they're down the street.
Right.
You know? It's amazing. Yeah. The love it for was. New York City and the love New York City has for this radio station. Tony, hang out for a couple minutes. We're going to play a song and we're going to be right back as our reunion day continues on 95.5 PLJ.
From Broadway to the LIE, from the Jersey Shore to the GWB, wherever you go, the best songs on the
favorite DJs that made PLJ great. This is 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day.
Holy smokes. It's Race Taylor with Joey Kramer. Tony Banks is on the line from sunny Florida. And,
hey, guys.
We have another guest who has just walked into the studio. And if I could just maybe set the table very quickly.
She is by far the sexiest announcer I've ever heard giving traffic and weather.
Can you say that one more time, please?
She is by far the sexiest announcer I've ever heard giving traffic and weather.
Excellent. Yes, I remember that. This must mean Heather O'Rourke is in the studio.
Hey, I haven't heard that in forever.
Right?
I think the last time I had headphones on, I was stealing my son's Beats.
Is that it?
So I'm ever since I left radio, this is one feeling that I've missed so much.
Aww.
Headphones.
It is nice to see you here in the studio. Now, yeah. Heather, did your time here with a variety of shows ever overlap with Mr. Tony Banks?
I believe so. Yes. Yep. Yeah, we did. When I would do the morning news, I would tape my newscast with you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I guess
I was on that.
Traffic as well, doing traffic too.
This is what today is going to be, because you never know who's going to walk down the hall or show up on the phone, and we're going to have some awkward goodbye conversation that we've been trying to do since Valentine's Day.
Right.
I think that's a pretty fair estimate of the timeline.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's all uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's all delightful, and it is all more than we could have ever hoped for, because when you walk out of the doors at PLJ, sometimes it's of your own volition, sometimes it is not. And the good thing is, thanks to social media, we get a chance to keep in touch, but we don't often get the chance to talk or be in the same room together. And that has been part of the magic of the last 14 days here, easily.
So true. So true.
All right. So I know Tony was talking about the fact that Smash Mouth from All Star was on the playlist when he was still here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a brand new song back then.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, speaking of All Stars, you guys can attest to this. You never knew who you were going to bump into in the halls of PLJ.
Oh my God.
Right?
You in particular, Tony Banks, because there were times I remember a couple of guests in the studio, two separate times, in fact. Mm. And one of those guys I saw, and I was like, hey, I know that guy. And he was a good friend of yours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was, I know who you're talking about. He was our secret celebrity 70s guest one night on Saturday night at the 70s. And we had listeners try to call in and guess who it was. You know, he was disguising his voice. And, you know, whoever got it right would win Six Flags tickets, right. I think it was. And well, it ended up being Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson. And you know that guy stayed for the whole night and said, I want to stay and host the show with you. So you're more than welcome to do that. And
that's awesome. Did he do the walk around the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
They made him on demand.
Legendary.
Yeah. Right down the hallway.
And he was one of the nicest guys, too.
Yeah.
Just a sweetheart. And then
Jimmy J.J. Walker was another one.
Right?
I remember walking in the back door where we all came in, and Mickey Rooney walked out. And I just, you know, do a double take, and it's like, hey, nice to meet you. And you walk in and go to work. But it's you never knew who you would bump into at PLJ. Right.
And then didn't you have some friends from the band Tavares? We played all their songs on the 70s show.
There were some Providence guys. That's right. I forgot about Tavares.
There's the connection again.
Yeah, it was magical times. It's so much fun.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
That's great. Hang on, I'm doing a couple things on the computer here to get this ready because I happen to find some audio. We mentioned you never know who was going to be in the studio when you walked here, and I have a story that involves Heather. And since you're here in person, I thought you might appreciate this. Lionel Richie.
Oh my gosh.
Had come to the radio station to promote a brand new album. Yes, that I think only KTU may have been playing at the time. And what was great was Lionel was just off the road with Tina Turner. And he was only going to talk. There was no performance. And that's the thing. An artist comes up, sometimes you don't know if they're going to play or if they're just going to chat. So we thought, let's just put a keyboard in the studio and maybe he'll just kind of wander that way and we'll get an extra treat. So Heather was doing traffic for our afternoon show at the time and Lionel was here. And sure enough, he stepped over to the piano, and we tried to get him to play some piano while Heather did the traffic, and it went like this.
That's it.
Awesome. Awesome. You can hear in your headphones Heather, who does traffic for us. How fantastic was that?
Heather, where are you, Heather?
I'm right here. You can't see me?
I'm telling you, this voice just comes in out of nowhere.
It has been Heather's dream forever to do a duet with you.
Yeah.
Heather, please.
Only she would do the spoken word part as in the traffic. So, you know, if you could just go maybe through a couple chords. We've got a couple, like 30 seconds left with Heather before we lose her. Heather, here's your chance to shine, girl.
Wow, this is great.
Give us the quiet storm traffic.
Okay, I'll try. Northern State eastbound side at New Hyde Park Road, a collision. VQE southbound at Hamilton Avenue, an accident takes up two lanes. We had an earlier problem on the Brooklyn Bridge inbound. It's reopened, misplaced tractor trailer cleared. And the Cross Bronx eastbound at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, a tractor trailer crash leaves only the right lane open. Westbound, we have police department activity blocking one lane. This report is brought to you by Carfax.com. Buying a used car? Get a Carfax vehicle history report. What you discover could save you thousands. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report or go to carfax.com. I'm Heather O'Rourke, PLJ, real-time traffic.
Oh, really good. Telling you.
That stuck on you.
That was stuck on you.
Get out. Wow. How awesome is that?
That's so nice.
Stuck on you.
Oh.
Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Get ready, Heather. Needed a friend.
There's no singing.
No.
And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you to the end. Okay, Heather.
Come on, my way.
Now she can do it.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank
she
you.
Got nervous. I can't believe that was the shot.
Who is not going to get nervous?
Oh, man. I don't want to ruin the song. It's too beautiful.
Oh, right when I said, Heather, it's your turn. She said, that's not the way to go.
Heather's going to go change herself and then write in her journal. Today was my best day ever. Thank you, Heather. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
We love you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nice.
That was really, really sad.
To get us to what's next.
Why did I sound like I was 6 years old?
Well, we all were then, right? Our parents dropped us off. We had fun in this playground, and then they picked us up, and that's how it was. More as our Reunion Day special continues on PLJ. Sometimes I don't remember when these songs are going to end, right?
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day.
How you doing? It's Race Taylor with Joey Kramer. Our friend Tony Banks has joined us. Heather O'Rourke is in the studio, as is Melanie Torres. Hey, hey, hey. A radio roundtable of guests continues. Mm-hmm. Tony, I know we're almost out of time with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. This was amazing. It really was. And thank you, PLJ. Thank you, listeners. The listeners were one of the most amazing things about this radio station. They just had this great bond with it. It was just a real magical time, you know. But you know, at our party last week, there was a quote that was given up on stage, which I think was amazing. It was, they said, "Don't cry because it's ending. Smile because it happened."
Yep.
You know? And so true. We have a lot to celebrate with PLJ and how special it was to just, even for me, just be a tiny little part of that was just amazing. So, God bless you all.
Thank you very much, my friend. If you would like to on social with the PLJ handle, just let us know or let everybody know where maybe they can get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah. At Tony Banks.
Share your home number, share your street address, because we're coming over for a healthy dose of sunshine and some pina coladas by the pool.
Yeah, you find me on Twitter at Tony Banks, and thank you for having me, you guys.
Awesome, man.
You're the best, Tony. Thank you. I'm glad you were here, and we got to share all of this together.
Me too.
All right, man. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much.
Bye.
It's 95.5 PLJ. I'm Race with Joey and Heather O'Rourke. Now, you have a day job. Or I do. Can we call it a day job?
I don't think it's really a day job until it's the day is over for me,
like,
which is
middle-of-the-night job.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how are things where you are?
Things are great. I'm just perpetually exhausted from my quote-unquote day job, but it's fun. It's a great place to be. It's a lot different than radio.
Yeah.
You are a magician. And always have been running a board. I was just talking to Melly Torres about this, that you somehow push these buttons and do this stuff, and then you just kind of like pull it right out of your sleeve. You're like, there it is.
Some people might not really say it's the sleeve where I come from.
We have to be family friendly. Sorry.
It does appear from somewhere. Right. Let me tell you, most of the time it's a very happy accident, but thank you very much. It's very sweet of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so your morning crew is gaining a brand new person. Tell us about this guy.
So we have a new meteorologist, and his name is, you may have heard of him before, Sam Champion.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Champion's going to be joining us Monday morning at 4:30 in the morning. That's when we go on. So, you know, some people were a little upset because they wouldn't be able to hear him elsewhere. But if you're listening online right now, you can always stream us online and you can see Sam.
There you go.
Everything's on the internet.
Everything is there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely crazy.
I just retweeted something, so I was just on the internet. While you were talking.
See how that works? That is magic.
Magician.
And Alex Lee is standing right behind you, looking through the glass, who often takes your place when you're being a hockey mom.
That's right.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. And by the way, is hockey season over for Daughtry or no?
Hockey season is... hold on a second.
It never ends, right?
Hockey season ends?
Well, not for the professionals, absolutely not, because it's just getting to the good part now.
No, he plays all year round. He's playing hockey, yes. My daughter swims, and I believe I was pregnant with both of my kids on this station.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could share a story with Alex, I don't know if you were around to hear this, but Heather would talk to us on the phone until they put her on the gurney and rolled her in.
That's true.
How in touch we were.
I remember hearing when they played, I guess a week or two ago, your interview on Bernie and Sid, and they played that when she was on, and you were like, "My traffic reporter is pregnant and has dyslexia."
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Why did I have dyslexia? I don't know that. Why?
I can't tell you.
But yes, I did have two babies in my belly up until the last possible minute.
And I don't. And then I think the whole birthing procedure was 47 seconds, and then she was back at home making bran muffins. It was really a beautiful story.
Bran muffins.
No.
Oh, those muffins. I would bring a bran muffin in almost
every day.
Not almost every day.
We are, because of this business, we are, is the word, victims of consistency. This is what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be in the city by this time.
Yes.
And I have to have all my information by this time.
Right.
And I have this 3-minute window to have breakfast. And
yes.
I have to walk down the hall and get some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it happens all the time.
Right.
So we would make fun of your bran muffin religion.
Yeah. It was great.
I can call it a religion.
Pretty much. I have a new religion now.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that another time.
Remind us the shows that you were part of in the history of PLJ, because I know it was not just our show in the afternoon.
I did. I worked with Danny and Onions.
Okay.
I worked with Rich Kaminsky.
Yeah.
I worked with Rocky and Blaine.
Yes, we're going to hear from them later on, and I believe we found some of their classic bits that we'll share a little bit later.
I was the fill-in news anchor between Naomi and Patty for Scott and Todd.
Wow, right.
And then, of course...
Yes,
you.
Our little
and Joey and
ride.
Work with Joey. Yeah.
Sure,
everybody.
Well, it's fantastic to see you here.
It's so good to be here. It really, really is just great, and I just wish we had more time to be able to do stuff like this together.
I think that's what everybody hopes for
mm-hmm.
when
yeah.
it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit more time.
Yep.
That's all. Alex, are you going to be around in the afternoon to get us where we need to go?
Oh, I will. I'll be here. You better do a good job. I got Heather O'Rourke shoes to fill.
Right. Here's the deal. We're expecting 90-minute delays on New Jersey Transit. And I'm sure a torrential downpour will shut down the LIE sometime between 3 and 3.
Set them up for the worst. Set them up for the worst.
Okay, and then you can bring the good news and everyone is happy.
And I'll look good.
Awesome. It is reunion day on 95.5 PLJ.
WPLJ FM and HD1, New York. A Cumulus station.
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day. Bring back all your favorite DJs from the past 48 years.
95.5 WPLJ.
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day.
Please welcome back from the Big Show, Joey B, Jersey Girl Diana Ferrito, and Naomi DiClemente.
Oh, hey, it's Race Taylor and Joey in a full house, and we're working the phones and trying to get everybody on at the same time.
There's a lot going on here.
Wow.
Oh, wait, there's a voice. Hey, it's working.
Is that Naomi DiClemente?
Oh, my goodness, all the way from Rhode Island. I got to say, I got the station cranked up on the Sonos this morning. It is rocking in Rhode Island. PLJ is all over Rhode Island today.
I love that.
Fantastic. Well, we're rocking somewhere.
It's so nice to hear your voice. Right?
It's great to talk to you guys. I wish I could see you, but I'm happy to talk to you.
Us too.
I know
too.
A little bit later, Scott Shannon will be here, and you're going to check in and share some memories with him as well. But let us just start by saying everything that you've done on social media over the course of the past 2 weeks has been phenomenal.
Oh, man. You know, just unearthed this treasure trove from my basement, and it's a sad, sad commentary on how I've kept my memories, but I opened that box, and it just... You know, the flood of memories just came out, and I just kept posting stuff on Facebook, and people probably were sick of seeing me, but I just had to share all the incredible memories. It was just one after another, and I think I didn't appreciate it as much then as I do now, looking back.
Right. Well, I don't think anyone was tired of it or got sick of it, because we loved it. And really, you know, if you spent some time here at PLJ, you spent time listening here, it all came flooding back. It was incredible.
Oh, man. The stars that I met, my family actually was taken care of quite well. My brother met his idol, Paul McCartney.
Wow.
My sister-in-law met her idol, Carly Simon. You know, my other sister and her husband met their idol, Billy Joel. It just went on and on and on, and it was almost like a matter of course. Oh, who's coming in today? Oh,
right.
Barry Manilow. Oh, who's coming in today? Celine Dion singing right next to you, the seat next to you.
Right.
Who has that kind of job?
Yeah.
It was the bomb. It was unbelievable.
It's amazing how blessed we were simply based on our zip code, let alone the fact that this was 95.5 PLJ.
Right.
Oh, man. So much to be grateful for. And like I said, I just have so many memories to tell my kids, and they don't really appreciate it because it's obviously people they don't even know. But I try to tell them, you know, Mom really had a great job at one point before she gave it all up and had you guys, you know, and now they're 19 and 16, and I'm not sure they know what to make of what Mom used to do, but...
Well, I think you have a great job now, and the hardest job, and we have nothing
true.
But mad respect for women who work and raise families, and sometimes those who do it alone.
Yes, but, you know, my whole life was broadcast on the radio from there, you know, the first child's birth to my engagement to my dating to my everything. I shared every part of my life with the tri-state area, so they, you know, they got to know me, and I got to know the greatest listeners ever in the tri-state area. Boy, our listeners were the best. They were the best.
You lived a life here, really, because everyone followed you through all of that.
Yep, and you know what's funny? I used to take the Bonanza bus for a short amount of time, and, you know, of course, the bus driver even became famous because I had the same bus driver going back and forth to Rhode Island every weekend. So the best part is I'm getting ready to get married, and I'm reading Bride's Magazine, of course, on the bus, and a woman looks over to me and said, "Are you Naomi DiClemente?" And I said, "Why, yes." And she said, "I knew it, because, you know, they talk about you on the radio riding the bus, and you're getting married, and you're reading Bride's Magazine." And sure enough, that woman is now one of my dearest friends. She hails from Rhode Island as well. And we now are the best of friends. And it all is thanks to the Bonanza Bus and PLJ. So
that's amazing.
I have story after story like that. It's crazy.
Who knew the Bonanza Bus? Who knew?
Right. Yeah, you know, bonanzas. And now defunct, I believe. I don't know what the heck the name of it is now. Yeah, yeah.
And you had, you talk about meeting all these famous people. You had a very special guest at your wedding, didn't you?
Well, you know, not really. I mean, he was supposed to sing at the wedding,
that's
but he
right.
was on tour in South Africa. So he actually, you know, he made a beautiful tape and, of course, got on top at the wedding. And, you know, they had a field day with that, too.
Sure.
Because, you know, they made fun of whatever I was doing. It was sort of, you know, par for the course. But anyway.
Was it Tony Orlando? Just say who it was. This is making me crazy.
But to be honest, you know, he wasn't able to do it. He sent me a terrific gift. He printed all of the words to Beautiful in My Eyes on a bed sheet.
Oh.
And he sent that to me. He painted it.
Wow.
It was kind of crazy. But fast forward to my last show. He came on the phone and they had this whole thing, you know, set up where he called in and said, I just want to wish you well, Naomi. And he said, I'm sorry I couldn't be at your wedding and I just want to wish you well. He said, wait a minute, there's some static. And the next thing you know, he came out from behind a door and then sat next to a very pregnant Naomi and serenaded me with Beautiful in My Eyes. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah.
So it was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That is an incredible story.
So
yeah.
And I think
what
we forget is that because it's part of the job, we don't realize that we're sharing every tiny little aspect of our lives with everybody who's there. And the letters and the texts that we receive from them, they say, thank you for being part of our lives, but thank you also for sharing so much of yours.
Yes.
That
yes,
is very
indeed.
Touching. We've got more of our reunion day in just a minute on 95.5 PLJ.
It's 95.5 PLJ reunion day.
Just a little bit after 10 o'clock, I'm Race Taylor. We have a full house and our reunion day is in full swing.
Yeah.
Joey Kramer is here.
Yeah.
Heather O'Rourke is here on the phone. Naomi DiClemente and I believe another friend of ours. Joey B, can you hear us?
Yo, yo, yo.
Wow.
Wow, I can't believe I'm back on New York City radio.
Do you still have a ponytail?
No, I have it's fading, but I have a red mohawk right now.
Oh, really? My word.
Yeah, you know, just my job affords me to look like a lunatic. You know, so.
Not much has changed, Joey.
That's it, exactly. Nothing has changed.
You know what? I am who is I am, and I is going to be who's I going to be all day, baby.
Wow. Oh. Awesome. Awesome. It is our reunion day, and if you'd like to reach out, you can send us a text at 95955. You can also follow the hashtags PLJ Reunion Day and PLJ Memories on social media. Even the text coming in just from like the last couple minutes. Like, I never expected I would hear Joshua Cadison this morning. What a great story about Naomi's wedding. Thanks, guys, for all the memories.
It's my anniversary coming up. 25 years.
Ooh,
September 3rd.
Oh, my God.
Anniversary.
Wow.
That means more than ever, and I think we're gonna definitely crack that out and play that, and my husband and I will dance in the living room or the kitchen to it.
And do you still have the bed sheet?
I do have the bed sheet.
There you go.
We can roll around in the bed sheet.
There you go.
I got to check my ID. I don't know if I'm old enough for the rest of this story. What is going on?
I wasn't prepared.
Oh, my word.
So what was great was while Joshua was playing and we were washing away tears, we were having conversations about what can you have and what can you eat and where are you calling from and all those other stories. Joey, fill us in. What have we missed?
Well, you know, I'm in Florida now.
All right.
You know, I'm living large. I'm happy. I'm, you know, about 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds heavier. And I'm still sexy as ever. But, you know, hey, such is life. You
That's
know?
Right. That's how it is.
It's all good, you know. I, you know, when this all came to pass, the emotions and memories, I mean, just flooded me. And who would think a fat little Italian kid, a local guy from Kearney, New Jersey, born and raised in Kearney, New Jersey, would have the opportunity and to be blessed to work at 95.5 PLJ. And I'm getting emotional because it was like growing up. My sister used to listen to it in the morning, 7:20, the joke of the day, and I'd be running around the house, and I got an opportunity to be at worked there with some beautiful people, and without the radio station, who knows where I would be today. But I owe everything to them, to everybody that I work with, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Oh, man. Oh,
thank you.
Joey, come on. We don't have enough Kleenex.
Yeah.
It's an emotional day. It's just happy, sad, and, you know, just all the craziness working with all those people, you know, and it's just... Okay, I'm going to get my...
We spend a lot of mornings together, Joe. A lot of mornings.
Yes, you know, driving through the Lincoln Tunnel at 3:45 in the morning, putting Scott Shannon's newspapers in front of his door. You know, Gnarly Charlie, I don't know if you guys remember him from L.A.
You and Gnarly were always out on the van runs, right? You were always out in the morning?
That is correct, and Scott would only let me talk on Mondays.
Sounds about right.
Listen, all I know is between you and Gnarly, you guys had to get into some sort of trouble, like, every day.
You know, the best things we used to do when we were on the road is we'd do our stunts, and wherever we were, we'd always find a place to go eat. We, you know, it'd be the White Castle on Queens Boulevard. You know, we'd get like 40 murder burgers there and just sit in the van and eat them till like noon. Or be at Nathan's, you know, in Coney Island. So that's all we did. We'd go do our bits. What are we eating today?
Right? And that van never smelled better.
That was the best part of just being, you know, out and about, meeting all the fans and the listeners. And just great memories that are going to last me many lifetimes.
Oh, so great. Hey, how old are these fries? Can we still eat these?
It's under a mat. Can we eat this?
Those fans were something else. And it was a different ball game back then because your competition didn't own another station that was flanking it in the market. It was like one station versus another, and there would be a plane with a banner that flew over your station event. Or you would have an event, and then someone from another station would put bumper stickers on the back of all the cars in the back.
Yeah.
Exactly. Man, those were crazy times.
Joey, any fights with bumper stickers?
Well, let's just say I remember one thing we had at a radio station that was in New Jersey, and it got very heated where they pinned myself and Howard the cab driver in with five vans in a parking lot, and the police had to come, and it was great memories. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, right? Everything
incredible.
Else. Everything else would get us in trouble, I think.
Yeah, amen to that.
Oh, man. It is so great to hear these stories, and thank you guys for checking in. More with our reunion day in a minute.
Bringing back your favorite DJs that made PLJ great. This is 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day. Celebrating 48 years.
Kim Ashley.
Train on 95.5 PLJ, part of the best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. It's y'all request lunch hour with Kim. A couple more songs to go, and then we'll call our daily double winner. You know, tonight is not only our Def Leppard show, but the Billy and Elton show at Madison Square Garden. Your shot to win tickets to one of their rescheduled shows is on the way on PLJ.
This is 95.5 PLJ.
Something in the way you roll your eyes.
Thank you so much for locking in. It's Race Taylor with Joey Kramer and Heather O'Rourke. Naomi is here. Joey B is on the line as well. Hey, guys, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. My goodness, what a historic day, couple of days for you. And you're doing an awesome job, you guys. I know this is really, really a huge task to try to chat with everybody and make it look smooth. But you're the professionals. That's why you're in New York City radio.
We are flying without a net. And before we go any further, we have to say a special thank you to Joey Kramer, Mike Allen, Dave Labrosi, and Dan Kelly, who have spent hours these past couple weeks finding all the clips, all the air checks from every era of PLJ, voicing the intros for our special guests, not only for what we'll hear today, but for tomorrow and what was part of our last weekend where we just went on a huge musical journey throughout PLJ history. Now, Joey, there's a text message that came in here, and I'm trying to find the right one, and it has to do with you and some kind of soccer marathon together in the early 90s with a guy named DJ Dave who says, "Thanks for all the memories. Do you remember this event?"
I actually do. You know, I used to do a lot of charity stuff, so I was out and about, you know, whatever it took, and they were doing a, you know, raising money, and it was a 24-hour soccer tournament. And Guess what? I don't know much about soccer, but, you know, I was out there kicking balls and getting, you know, taken to school and just a great day out and about. I mean, it really truly was.
It's amazing the things that we don't know that we pretend we know to be able to help our kids or other kids. I also have coached soccer for several years, and let me tell you what I know about soccer. Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. If I didn't learn it from watching hockey, and I try to keep the kids from fighting, I'm like, this is not hockey.
Right.
The gloves stay on. Mm-hmm. You know, but still, that's pretty much.
That's funny. We're a huge soccer family over here, and my son played forever, and we named our dog Messi after Lionel Messi.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go.
You are all in.
You are a soccer family.
Doubt all
yes.
In. My goodness. Yeah. Joey, thank you so much for taking the time to be part of our special day today. We are expecting a call any minute from Lady Diana, so we're going to clear the line. Joey, any final thoughts?
All I can say is thank you.
Love you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless. And thank you, 95.5 PLJ. Memories in my heart forever.
Absolutely. Joey, we
thank
love you,
buddy. Boys.
Yep.
Peace
thank
out.
You,
Joe.
Peace. We'll see you
there
on
goes
social.
The mic drop.
Oh, that is so great.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So great to hear from
what
Joey.
What a guy. What a guy.
Mm-hmm. We have other text messages coming in. Hey, can you tell me any chance we're going to hear from other people who have been on the station? And then they're dropping names like crazy. Gnarly Charlie and Linda Energy. And I believe I saw Fast Jimmy in the hallway for later today. AJ Hammer, Greg Thunder, all these people who have been part of the history of this radio station that you remember from one era or another, we're either going to have clips from them or they're going to call or they've sent something pre-recorded, and that is part of our reunion day today.
Heather,
how long until you have to take your second nap of the day?
I'm going to have to take my nap in about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes.
Naomi,
fantastic.
I just want to say thank you so much for training me. I had no idea how to do news. Tom Cuddy called
man.
Me.
Oh, man. This is Heather. I can barely hear her, but I just say I follow her on Facebook now, and not only are you gorgeous, you're so talented, and I look at you and I say, look. Just look at her, and your outfits every day. You are rocking it.
Aww.
You look amazing, and
thank
you sound
you.
Amazing. And I'm so glad that you know life has been so good, and we just crossed paths for that short amount of time. But I forgot that you filled in for me.
Yeah,
you took over after me.
You trained me because Tom Cuddy called me and said, "Do you want to do news?" And I said, "I've never done news before." He said, "Well, you do traffic, so you can do the news." And I said, "Okay." I came in, and you taught me everything I know about it.
Oh my gosh!
And it was a great experience, and being trained by you was awesome. You're
such
a sweetheart.
Oh, thank you so much. It was those were the good old days, weren't
mm-hmm,
they?
They were.
Oh, well, good luck to you with everything and your family. I didn't know you had two kids. You have two
I
kids?
I do,
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ella is
same
15
here.
And Daltrey is 12, going on 13.
Is there some swimming somewhere? Did I see there was some swimming?
My daughter swims competitively since she was very young. She did very well when she got to high school. My son plays hockey. So both of my kids do something that has to do with water. One is frozen.
Right, exactly.
So it makes it very easy.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right.
That's perfect.
Oh, nice.
Well, listen, Naomi, is this line that's on hold right here? Is this Lady Diana?
We're checking that right now.
Really? I'm afraid if I pick that up, I might. Like, if this is Latvia or Lithuania, these international charges are going
to
be out of control.
All right, we understand that it is her.
Okay.
She's not trying to sell us solar panels or something.
I'm just going
to
go hit this button and say, Amway, hello.
Good morning.
Oh, my God.
It's
Lady Di.
Woo-hoo.
Lady Di.
How are you? What fun this is putting this all together.
Mm-hmm.
I love hearing the jingles and the sweeps and really, you guys had me going this morning, that's for sure.
Mm. Some tears flowing?
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that PLJ would be going away?
That's what we all said about 3 months
right.
ago.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
I mean, but it lives on forever in our hearts, right?
100%.
Absolutely.
So true.
I'm so glad you checked in because you guys, you and Naomi, go back a long way. And there are some crazy stories. I know you guys, you know, from off the air and behind the scenes events and things. And there was always something crazy with Diana. And she would call me and be like, you don't believe what happened. And I'm like, this can't be for real. And it was like Lucy and Ethel.
We had a lot of good times, didn't we, Di?
We did.
You two had to be a united front.
Well, you know, it was great to see another woman walk through the door, because with all those men, mm-hmm. I welcomed Diana as she came in, and we could commiserate about certain things, and we did a lot of promotions together, and of course she played a key role in that morning show and getting that going and the guests going, and every day she'd be booking a million guests and we'd have all these celebrities coming through the door, and it was in part, you know, due to her booking.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, let me tell you, there was a plethora of guests during the year. I mean, so many. I remember the first book, the first guest I booked was Kevin Bacon when I got that job.
Oh, yeah, the Bacon Brothers.
Yep, and they came on, and so many people. I mean, when I first got the job, I said, okay, PLJ, it's huge. And I said, I just want to meet Cher and John Mellencamp. Those were the two people.
Just those two?
Those were the two. Right. And then over all the years, I mean, I got to meet Charlton Heston walk through the door. Who else?
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah, sure. Mickey Rooney.
Tony Bennett. Mickey Rooney, so many. My mother had the opportunity to meet Tony Bennett. I brought my parents to one of his concerts. She couldn't even speak.
Tony is happening, man.
Oh, he's the best.
So, I mean, it was great. And Cher, I met her at the Rocky Allen Showgram.
Mm-hmm.
She had seen me when he was doing the show on Broadway, and she went to Tom Cuddy, I want to meet her. And Tom came up to me and said, Cher wants to meet you. I'm like, get out of here. I'm like, can I take a picture of her?
It's because you had the same hair.
That's right.
Cher hair.
Could have been.
Right.
And she said, I wanted to meet you because you reminded me of myself when I was young.
Come on.
And,
true.
Yeah. And I was like, nobody's ever going to believe she's saying this to me. And
right.
But throughout the years, she came on the Big Show with us. And I had a nice relationship with her to the point that when I wanted to get my tattoo removed, she hooked me up with the doctor to get it removed.
Wow. Come on. You just texted Cher?
Hey, Cher.
You know
who's your tattoo removal?
Well, you're going to have to come out to Malibu and stay at my mansion, but...
Do you remember what show she was in when you booked her? Sorry, do you remember what show she was in when you booked her? Because I think back then, for whatever show she was in, she would have never imagined that 20 years later there's going to be an entire Cher show on Broadway with all of her music.
Yeah. Well, that's when Believe was out.
Okay.
She had that CD out. She was promoting those. And she had that perfume, Uninhibited. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you wear it?
She was really cool. Oh, and she had that that catalog with all the furniture and stuff. I don't know if you remember that, but
I don't remember that.
She was really cool.
West Elm? Was it West Elm? No.
That's a good catalog.
It is, but I don't think that was
Cher.
That wasn't her line, I'm sorry.
No.
Got it.
But,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was great. Mellencamp coming in. I mean, I'm sitting right next to him when he's playing Small Town acoustically on the guitar.
Wow.
Who gets to experience something like that?
Yeah.
So cool.
You know,
we did a Bacon Brothers promotion too. Remember with the girls? It was a ladies' night, and it was at the now defunct Harley Davidson Cafe, and and Kira Sedgwick was there. We were hanging with Kira Sedgwick, you know, Bacon's wife, and you know, who was better than us back then? All these ladies dancing around to their music of Kevin and Michael Bacon.
Yep.
You know, guys. It's funny because I was just thinking about this with everything that has come down with PLJ over the last few months. I wish we had cell phones and videos and all that back then.
True. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you have still photos and things like that, but we have some audio, but there's no video from your cell phone. And I mean, Di, if you were sitting next to Mellencamp, I mean, just think of what you would have had.
Oh, I know. I mean, it was great. It was so funny. After the reunion, I came home. I went through all my photo albums. I'm like, wow, remember this?
How many lanyards did you find? Wow.
A ton. I mean, it was fantastic. And I found that one picture of you and me with Adam West. Remember when we went to his convention?
So, Adam, Diana called, by the way, it's during the Yankee playoffs in 1996.
Okay.
She calls me and says, you got to come down to Secaucus because there's some memorabilia DC comic thing going on. And Adam West is going to be here. And I'm like, but it's the playoffs. She's like, just get down here.
Di, it's the playoffs.
Di and I were kind of like an old married couple at times. And then, so I get down there, and she says, we're going to have lunch with Adam West. And I'm a huge Batman fan. Mm-hmm. Adam West era. And we get there, and he's signing autographs, right, Di? And we were supposed to sit with him, and we almost had lunch with him. And then he got, like, dragged off somewhere else.
Oh, and you missed the playoffs.
I did.
Oh.
I did. It was terrible.
That's okay. Adam, but he got to meet Batman.
Yeah, but I got to be Batman, there so there you go. There you go.
And we didn't have Shrimp Scampi together, and I missed the Yankees and the Indians. I'm trying to remember that series in 96 because I want to say I was newly married in Cincinnati standing in someone's garage watching baseball.
Right.
Something along those lines. And to the other side of your earlier conversation, there's another part of us that just thanks God there was no video cameras to capture some of the stupid things we did in our youth, right? Unbelievable. Yeah. Ladies, thank you so very much for checking in on our PLJ Reunion Day. It is amazing to hear your voices.
Oh, great.
Thanks
to hear
for the invitation. I mean, thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to PLJ for all the great memories and the friends I made along the way. And definitely grateful for being a part of a legendary radio station.
We've got more in minutes. This is PLJ.
No matter how hard
thing so far. Just about 11 o'clock in the big city. I'm Race Taylor. Joey Kramer is here. Heather O'Rourke is on a microphone. Hey. Melanie Torres, thank
Hello.
You for letting us.
I know you guys just like step aside. We got it.
We jacked your show and we apologize for that.
I am so glad you think we have that much confidence because I can tell you right now, it's smoke and mirrors, baby.
That's it.
Smoke and mirrors. Your song requests and your artist requests and your DJ requests are all coming in via text at 95.95.5. If you've been writing to us or pinging us on our phones, we're answering as much as we possibly can. You can follow us on social with hashtag PLJ Memories and hashtag PLJ Reunion. And we have a brand new face in the studio, a brand new voice to the microphone. Please welcome the lovely Jamie Lee.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is so surreal. And had I known a PLJ reunion was coming up, I just started working out like 3 months ago.
Oh my God. Please, you are in top condition.
No changes from you. Right. You look the same. This is great. That's where my baby slept.
Yeah.
That's
right,
where.
Exactly.
So I got goosebumps.
It's crazy.
Right here is, by the way, to tell a little secret, right here is where Jamie Lee would do most of the 7 o'clock hour from the warrior pose, from the tree position. I could not believe what happened at 7:05 at night as I was walking down the hall.
I can't believe you remember that. I almost put my leg up on the console, but I'm wearing big rain boots. But it'll happen. The leg will be up.
Thank you
for
remembering.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Welcome. How
Thank
are you,
you
these days? Tell us a story.
I should have planned one. I'm a mom on the Upper West Side.
Yeah,
and I'm a mom on the Upper West Side.
You're a hard-working mom.
That's what you are. We know that life, by the way.
And and I'm a full-time hypnotherapist. That's what
that
I do
why
now.
Sleepy?
That's why you're very, very sleepy.
A hush falls over the studio. And we're all out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Heather falls asleep in traffic now. Of course I do.
Is there school for that? How does this happen? How do you
know,
walk into this?
It's interesting.
Part of life?
So when I left PLJ with my heart wide open, knowing obviously I'd come back one day, didn't know it was going to be this way, right. Went to do a little bit of life in LA. A suburban life. I was like, well, New Jersey or Santa Monica. So we did that. And I said, you know, all of these years being a yoga teacher, I did yoga all day and obviously on the air. And then I was on the air 7 to midnight for 15 years. Anyway, no, not all of those years.
The most limber night jock that we ever had.
So I went out to LA and I said, you know, being a yoga teacher all these years, the one thing I've always wanted to do is be a hypnotherapist. I just thought it was neat. Mm-hmm. I'd done it a few times. It's very related to yoga.
Sure.
I researched it. Do you guys know, there's only one school in the country that's actually accredited to teach hypnotherapy. There's only one .edu. You can study it anywhere with any shyster, you know, but 1.edu, and it's in L.A.
Is that the one you went to?
That is the one I went
good.
To.
Okay. You were out there.
That, yeah, no, you're like, wait, I didn't go to that one, but that's the only one.
I should have went to that one.
That's why we're all awake still.
Yeah. Big Don School of Hypnotherapy in Hackensack, New Jersey.
But it's great. So I've put the two worlds together. I've got a recording studio at home, and I have an Audible book series now for hypnosis, self-hypnosis, awesome. Meditations, okay. things like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, so, and I use a different name. So okay. I guess you could Google Jamie Lee and find it, but I do use a different name.
But what will this help us sleep? Will this help us with an eating addiction? What will this hypnotherapy do?
All of that. I see a lot of people for weight loss. That's probably number one.
Okay.
And I'm really good at it because for 7 years after giving birth, I was 25 pounds overweight. So I had to do it. Yes. I just lost it. I just did this for myself mm-hmm. and said, you know, it's time. I've been doing it for other people. So weight loss is my number one because it's true to my soul, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Fear of flying is a big one.
I need that.
Melanie and I are not going to be on the same flight. And, you know, it's interesting. People go to hypnotherapy to stop smoking and a thousand other things, a lot of things, you know, for stress, pain management. If you're mm-hmm. going to go get surgery, come to me before your surgery. Your surgery is going to go better. You're going to heal better.
Wow.
Right? So things like that. A whole bunch of stuff. You can go to my website and see more. I don't know if you want me to say the name of my website. If it's okay, I will. But,
put it out there.
Okay, so it's my real name, SandyAmesHypnotherapy.com. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, you guys, for asking. And now, what are you guys up to? Where are you going?
Well, that is the big question.
we're going to run Big Don's hypnotherapy.
You know what I just got from this whole conversation? People in radio don't use their real names.
I do.
Yeah.
Monkey
well,
boy.
Until next month, anyway, when right. I get married. But
good.
Congratulations,
good for you.
Monkey awesome. Boy. Monkey boy gave me my name. I started here as Sandy Ames for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Monkey boy called me. I was on the other line long distance. I'm sorry, it was Scott Shannon who actually gave me the news.
Right.
Scott called me, and he said, "Hey, Jamie."
hold on. By the way, everybody has their own Scott impersonation.
Oh, yes, they do.
Some are great, some not so great, but I already love what I'm hearing.
Yeah, so. I'm on long distance to Florida. The phone clicks, and I'm like, hold on. And it's Scott, so now I can't hang up, and I'm paying for the long distance. On the and I'm
you
like,
you can't tell him that your name's not Jamie.
Scott, and I knew it was Scott, and everybody's like, oh, Scott. So I'm like, Scott Shannon is calling me at home. I still feel that way about Scott. Right. So I said, hi, Scott. He said, Jamie Lee, that's your new name now. And I'm like, why?
Man.
Why? He said, the monkey boy said that's a good one for you because it's more Hollywood. Sandy Ames has, it's not enough cinnamons and syllables. So Jamie Lee is more Hollywood and you're androgynous like she is. So,
oh my gosh.
Tomorrow you're Jamie Lee. So I made a big poster that said Jamie Lee and I put it in front. People were calling the front desk like, this new person sounds just like Sandy. It's so weird. And why did you fire her? And I'm like, I've been fired so many times, but not this time.
Right.
I'm really still. But yeah, that's my story.
And that's a great, that is a spot on story. Because I know all of that happened. That's mm-hmm. all real.
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a text coming in that says, I listen to Jamie Lee all the time on Saturday Night 80s. Love that show. Can you tell us a story?
Okay. Thanks for all this time, guys. Right. I had no idea. I'd come in and just, this is like therapy for me. So Saturday Night 80s, the coolest thing that ever happened to me was when I picked up Time Out New York one time. And it said, hey, one of the things you can do Saturday night is call in and make a request with Jamie Lee. And I was like, oh, somebody heard me. They know I'm there. It's so weird.
Yeah,
Saturday Night 80s. I honestly wish I could do it again. I loved it. I ate it. I slept it. I breathed it. I wish I could do it again. The talking to people, mm-hmm. A lot of times I would get in trouble, of course, for things I said and did on the air.
No.
And so at one point, the big boss, Tom Cuddy, said, why don't we just give you another call in hour so you can just talk to people? Because I remember Joey Kramer coming in one day. There was a new stamp that came out from the post office.
Okay.
And I said, I'm just sorry that at the time Leonardo DiCaprio was pretty big, you know.
Right.
I said, I'm just sorry they didn't put Leonardo DiCaprio on that stamp because I'd like to lick the back of that. And Joey comes running in and he's like, how do you keep getting away with this?
WPLJ FM and HD1, New York, a Cuba station.
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day. Bring back all your favorite DJs from the past 40 years.
Citywide vacuum.
Hi, yes, sir. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Do you do repairs?
Do what?
Do you do repairs?
Everything.
Oh, that's super.
Except automobiles.
Oh, that's not the item. I like that. That's very nice. Here's my problem, sir. I have a bit of a problem with my dustbuster, as you can hear.
That's the little battery?
Yeah, it's the little battery one.
Tell you what you do.
Okay.
Buy a new one.
Well, it's, I thought about that. Here's my problem, sir. It's, stuck on me.
But you caught something in the fan?
I've caught me in the dustbuster.
Yeah.
And I can't, extract myself. I'm kind of embarrassed about calling, 911. And I don't know what to do. I thought I'd maybe try you to see if you have any suggestions.
If you're caught in it?
I am currently caught in the dustbuster.
What's caught in it? What?
I don't know how to say. I was cleaning the house and I didn't have any clothes on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm stuck.
Did you catch your beater in it?
You get right to the point, don't you, sir?
Well,
sir, let me just say I'm stuck.
You might as well call 911.
Is there any way? Is there somebody there that could help me?
No.
Remove that because I'm so embarrassed about this.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. There's nobody here could do anything like that. Call them, or call your police, or call the firemen.
Now, the fireman. The last time this happened, the fireman laughed at me.
The last time it happened?
Yes, sir.
Well. You know, call your doctor.
I don't have a doctor.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's nothing we could do in a case like that.
If I swung by, would you?
No. That involves physical liability, and there's no way we.
I would sign a waiver saying that.
No, I'm sorry.
Hang on. There we go. There we go. I gotta swing by. Do you have a place I could go other than that? I'll put on a trench coat.
No, I'm sorry.
Please, sir.
Do not show up here.
Please, sir, you got to help me.
No, I'm sorry.
Please, sir.
Thank you.
Please, sir, 5 minutes. I'll be there in 5 minutes, please. Sir, help me, please.
Dialing with Dick. Kick trouser. Dialing with Dick. Kick trouser. Dialing with Dick. Kick trouser. Dialing with Dick.
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day.
Please welcome back Mark the Cope Coppola.
Yeah.
Wow, PLJ Reunion Day all day. Some of the voices, some of the faces of our good old friends. And over to my right is a man who did a little rock and roll at this radio station so many years ago. Cope, welcome.
Thank you so much, guys.
Nice to see you here, my friend.
I was the last rock 84,
yeah?
And then
okay.
I did a little bit of the CHR format.
Right, right.
And then, of course, they started letting jocks go.
But if you look at the written history, according to the Wikipedia, you were a pivotal figure in that transition because PLJ from 81, 82, 83 was going through a kind of a tremendous transition at that point.
Yeah, yeah. And they tried to do something, too, where Larry Berger, the program director, said, I need to get some metal on the air. So they called me Dr. Metal on the night before holiday weekends. That was the only time I played all the metal back then, and that's how we kind of crept that into the format.
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, and how are you doing these days?
I'm doing okay. I do a couple of stations in town.
Sure,
I do Q104 Rock,
yeah.
And I do Light FM. So I do have some CHR roots a little bit still, I was able to get on there. I know Jamie Lee here, too. She works with me at Light. And
your co-workers.
Yeah, we
part
work
of the
together
fam.
At Light FM.
Yeah,
that's
we were
fantastic.
Doing some work on a morning show, too, for syndication. We're still doing that. So.
Yeah.
Which is totally fun. I sit in a little room with Mark. And we talk a lot, and then I go home and edit.
A little room with me, and we took our first meeting in my black Cadillac.
Is that right?
She thought I was the man with the car, the man with the van type of
he
thing.
He says, listen, you live on the Upper West Side. I got to move my car every third day. Come meet me in this black Cadillac. We'll drive around. We'll talk about doing a show together.
That's a little suspicious.
Well, it's the alternate side parking. You save $400 a month on parking.
If
you
just played that game. Yeah. Absolutely, I played that game.
You put a little time in. Look, DJs aren't the richest people in the world. You know? When you walk down a red carpet at a movie, I got some family in the movie.
Right.
The cameras snap until you get by. And then it goes dead silent. Cameras go down. Go, what happened? Where exactly? Yet, if all heck broke loose and you know, all the electricity went off everywhere, the one place people would go to for entertainment and find out the news would be the radio.
Sure. You know it.
That would be it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Suddenly radio is like, oh, all that. You know, but we get treated sometimes like the lower rung, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Can we go back to the black Cadillac and why you have a black Cadillac with extremely illegally tinted windows?
Whoa. They're not illegally tinted. They came out of the dealer like that.
Okay, that's right. This is totally manufactured.
This is fake.
That's the thing.
Okay, Jamie, get me in trouble here. It's because my brother gave me the car, you know, and he's in the movie business, so, you know, the windows were tinted a little bit. You know, that's how
someone might look the other way, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is totally
fine. Maybe not.
Which is totally fine.
The way I got my job here was one of the women that's on the radio with us, Maria Melito, was with me at WBAB. She was my intern, and Mark Goodman went to MTV.
Right.
And so we had just beaten PLJ on Long Island with the Long Island ratings. So
Which was a huge deal.
Yeah. So Larry said, okay, let me hire a piece of Long Island. I already had a Mark on the air. Let's change the last name. And I sent him a tape, and Maria, I said, just take this air check here, the chromium cassette, you know.
Absolutely.
Find the best breaks. Not too much personality, because he doesn't like that there. It's a little bit. She did the air check. I was sick on NyQuil or something. I was like, you know. And she did the air check, and we didn't have internet back then. Couldn't send an MP3. So what I did was, I got a Quickway Messenger, $20, had the tape delivered to Larry. Within 3 hours, he called, at least for an interview. That's how we did it.
Right? Right? Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it was a big expense, by the way, to buy a high quality Maxell cassette tape. I'm going to send it on the good one, right?
Yeah, it's got to go on the good one.
Right.
You know, and all your air tricks have to go on the good one.
Yeah.
Is that the one when you see the ad, the guy's hair is being blown back by the speakers?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Sitting on that couch. Yeah. That's amazing.
It's good to see you guys, though, man.
It's you too, man. So nice of you to come up here and join us on this PLJ Reunion Day. Is there an interaction? Is there an artist story over the course of time that stands out with you that you could share with us?
Well, yeah. It was Billy Idol. What people don't know about Billy Idol, he's from Rockville Center, Long Island. He's English, but his family was traveling around the world in the military, English military, so he was there when he was a teenager. And that's where he started his music career, and recently he just got naturalized as a U.S. citizen. So we were playing Billy Idol music at the BAB, and when I came to PLJ, I broke into the music meeting and said, you got to play White Wedding, okay? And they go, no, come on. That doesn't fit in with the format here. No. This is the platinum blonde Elvis of the 80s. You know, he's got the fist pump, and he's got the sneer, and he's got the pompadour slick back hair. So they listened to me, and they put it on there, and of course it went to number one.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm glad they listened to a DJ.
Sure.
Sometimes they don't.
They don't. It is very hard to be heard in those meetings. There's no doubt about it.
Near impossible.
Exactly.
How it happened,
But you carry a little clout, because you're the guy from the island that made it to number one, and of course brought it all here to the city.
I guess that's the way it goes down. I'm glad. This is Billy Idol, 95.5 WPLJ. Let's hit that post.
Start again.
Celebrating 48 years.
Tony Banks.
Hi, this is Mark Merrick. I'd like to make this dedication to my lovely wife, Diane. You're my one and only. To my honey bunny. Thank you.
Hey, Mark, if she's your honey bunny, what are you to her?
Her speed demon.
Should I ask why they call you Speed Demon?
It's been a nickname since I was a kid.
Oh, okay. It has nothing to do with your performance.
It has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Thanks, man.
This is 95.5 PLJ.
It's 95.5 PLJ Reunion Day.
Thank you so very much for locking in. My name is Race Taylor. Joey Kramer is to my right. We have totally taken over Melanie Torres' show. She is on light number 3.
It's fine.
How are you doing out there? It's a party on the other side of the glass.
It's so overwhelming. Like,
you don't even know. Like, outside of the glass, there's so many people. I'm like, oh, I know you. I remember you. I know you. It, people that I've never met before. So it's awesome just seeing everyone come together for these final couple days.
Yeah, it is really a beautiful day. And the love on social is hard for us to keep up with. If you want to find PLJ on Facebook, on Twitter, on Insta, or you can hit us with a text at 95955. Yes, we do have a very special guest in less than an hour. I believe Scott Shannon is in the building.
Yeah. Yes,
later today,
is.
Jim Kerr will be here. Fast Jimmy, AJ Hammer, so many other voices from your past. Ralphie Aversa is going to come up for the nighttime. So in our studio right now, we have my producer, Matt Susich.
Oh, hi.
Matt.
Hi.
My friend.
I'm filming this.
Are welcome. You filming? You're filming this? All right. He's our social media director for the moment. And to his left, Mark Hilsenrath, who did so much here and was often on the air as Mr. Music. He knows everything that there is to know about anything in the entertainment media. Welcome back to PLJ.
Good to see you guys.
Just listening for the last 2 hours, it's been unbelievable. I was texting with Christine Ritchie. She also was like, this sounds fantastic.
She'll be here later today.
Yeah, she'll be on the show later. Yeah.
You know, Race, this is the show.
This should be the show.
This should be the show.
Absolutely. We talked about that forever.
Right.
No matter what. Before the era of podcasting, there were so many things that happened off the mic when we were gathering CDs or carts.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen photos of the studio behind us, everyone is like, is that a CD rack against the wall? You don't understand that once upon a time, everything was played that way. And it was tape before then. So as the jock, you spent most of the show, you or your producer, with your back to the board. And you were going through the library and the music log and pulling all of that stuff. My, how the computer has changed everything. Everything.
It's like a giant iPod now.
It is. You know? It is. I need a story from Mark Hilsenrath.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
I'm putting you on the spot for anything because you had the chance in the hallway to work with Scott Shannon and Tom Cuddy and traipse up and down the hall with Fast Jimmy and Mitch Dolan. And at one point in time, the thing that's the hardest to believe is this 100 yards from this studio to the reception desk was bustling with people.
It's true.
It was just a think tank of ideas and creativity and promotions and knowledge about pop culture and music, and you were in the thick of all of it.
Yeah, putting up countdowns in here on long holiday weekends with you guys. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Putting the stickers on the carts, and then the stickers would fall off on the floor, and it would be on someone's shoe. And it's like, where's number 365? I don't know where I go from 366 to 364. We're missing a song.
No, you captured it. That's it in a nutshell.
This is even better. These carts, by the way, would come in. They'd be on a giant spinning wheel. It was like 6 feet high from top to bottom. There were wheels on the bottom so you could move it. But at one point in time, at about 2:55 on a holiday weekend, someone is wheeling that rack of carts, which is like 200 pounds, into the studio, and it catches the threshold, and it tips over.
Yes.
So everything that was on there is now sprawled across the floor in the studio.
And this was my favorite. When a cart fell, you had to pick it up and kind of jiggle it, because if you heard that little plastic piece inside of it, it was going to find the tape, and the tape would get eaten in the machine. So you had to kind of jiggle it and move it this way and that way and get that plastic piece out. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
And every once in a while on one of those countdown weekends, you'd go, I think he just played 262 instead of 263. Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure I was the guy he's talking
and
about.
And two guys knew that there was a discrepancy.
I think Danny Myers went from 257 to 230. And he's like, you know what? I just did that. I just skipped 15.
Nobody on their way out to the shore thinking, exactly, that's not number 262.
No, but if that happened in the days of social media, your whole feed would blow up.
Get it.
What happened to number 269?
Who put this together? This is a travesty.
It is.
Race, I have to say real quick that I don't know if anybody else is going to say this or has said it already, but the fact that you're the one driving the ship right now out to sea, and I don't want to make you cry on the air, but there's no fitting. No more fitting DJ should be here riding this out. And I brought tears to my eyes this morning listening to you in my kitchen. And I was like, I got to get there right now.
That is very sweet. We're standing here amongst all these amazing personalities who will take their time today and who have spent so much time here over the course of the past nearly 50 years that just to have your name set among them is remarkable and more than anyone could have ever imagined or dreamed of. So thank you for that. Don't get me started. We've got a day and a half to go still. Easily a day and a half to go. Matt was, by the way, the producer for so many shows in the afternoon and so many live musical performances. And then whenever we took the show on the road, Bon Jovi at MetLife Stadium, American Idol finales, Grammy shows where I had a laptop that I think was maybe the beta test for laptops from 1954.
It had like an oscillating fan in it.
Exactly. And Matt had a snappy new Apple something, and I'm like, Matt, you got to save me. Put together this montage because we're going to talk to Slash.
Nothing was more exhilarating than coming back, than going to L.A. for 2 days and having to chop an interview together that just happened.
Oh, man.
And put it on the air in 90 seconds.
Right. Because you couldn't get like 4 or 5 minutes. It had to be, listen, can you make this be 90 seconds tops, and then right, we'll go into a Guns N' Roses hook, and then the latest from Paula Abdul.
Yeah. I mean,
that's that's kind of how it all fit together.
You guys were a special team, though. I mean, when you used to work off each other, like, I mean, you were joined at the hip, and there was a lot of love in here, and it was special. I think you, the two of you together on that show.
Oh my God,
I agree.
We had a blast.
It was the best. You know, just like knowing where your head was going to go to push the right button that said the right thing, so whatever dumb drop it was. People don't realize that, like, you know, it takes four hands to do something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. It's the hardest thing, but really, as soon as you know what's going on.
Oh my God, that is great.
Then all of a sudden, the show changes completely. It's a beautiful story. And we've got many, many more to share. We got a full house and a reunion day in progress. This is PLJ.
Celebrating 48 years.
Looks real weird outside.
I know. You will need your rain gear all day long. It's 73 degrees and raining. I'm Sally Sunstein, WPLJ News.
I'm Jim Kerr. Good morning. This is WPLJ at 727. Here's Frank Stallone.
This is 95.5 PLJ.
Thanks so much for locking in. My name is Race Taylor. Woo! So nice to have you listening to New York's 95.5 PLJ as we hear some of the voices from our past. We share some of the stories. We try to play some music to represent almost every era, what we have in our system, what we can do. It really blows our mind, the artists that this radio station has broken. In fact, we played a song a couple minutes ago, Zoot Suit Riot, because we wanted something with a long intro, something that was fun, something that represented that era of the late 90s when Brian Setzer Orchestra and Cherry Poppin' Daddies were bringing horns and saxophones back to pop music. And this text says, I cannot believe you're playing Zoot Suit Riot. Scott Shannon broke that song for me when I was a SVP at Universal Records. Love listening to you today, Charlie Foster.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah. So we have our engineer in here, Dan Herschel, if you would just kind of step on over here. We're putting a piece of equipment up before we wait for Scott Shannon to take over at noon. And what we have here, God bless it, Matt is saving the day again. We were going to have Dan Herschel
die hard
talk on a microphone that has some history, and we didn't even have it potted up. Is that working? You want to go right?
Is it working?
Yeah, I think it's working.
I don't have any cans on.
All right.
No, I hear it.
You hear me?
Yeah, it's there. Yeah. Joey, move your microphone. Awesome, what is the story of this microphone, and what is it exactly?
So, first of all, real honor to be on the air with you, Race, and to celebrate.
Thank you very much.
If you want to call it a celebrate this reunion of PLJ.
It's a party today, for sure.
It really is. So when I got wind that the station was going to be going away, I reached out to some friends of mine to try to get one of the original mics that was used on PLJ in the late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, man.
And what I was able to find, or through a friend and a collector, actually, Steve Apria is a buddy of mine that was able to help me find this mic. And it came out of the studios and was used originally. We don't know if it was on the air as the main air mic or was in the production studio, but this mic was certainly used on the very, very early days of PLJ, and it's really cool to have it back. And
that is amazing.
We're going to leave it in the studio so the jocks can play with it today and tomorrow and whatever they want to do with it.
Did you say exactly what that model is?
Oh, yes, it is a EV Electro Voice Model 666. And if you check out social media,
wait, I swear to you, for real, that's the number. You're telling me that is the number.
But I'm sure we're going to get pictures of the label showing the model number just to prove that I'm not lying about it.
I tweeted a picture of the photo.
Okay.
At Joey Kramer NYC if you want to check it out. And it's very cool.
Wow. That is a little piece of history right here for what we have going on today and tomorrow. And for everyone who is asking and writing and texting, when is our last moments on the air? That would be our 6 to 7 o'clock hour tomorrow night. is the last hour of 95.5 PLJ. So our reunion day continues here today. The full-time staff, Todd and Jade and Melanie and myself, will have the day ourselves tomorrow to take some phone calls and recreate some memories, make some brand new ones, play some highlights. The other thing that you don't realize is how many artists have given us remarkable musical performances over the course of the decades, and we're going to try to share some of those tomorrow as well.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. So here's the story. Scott Shannon coming up in 15 minutes. We're going to play a song and touch this microphone and take a million different pictures, and we'll be right back as Reunion Day continues on New York's 95.5 PLJ.
The Jersey Shore to the GWB. Wherever you go, the best songs on the radio. 95.5 WPLJ.
Oh, yeah, this is 95.5 PLJ. Can we make it official and do one of...
It's 95.5 PLJ. Reunion Day.
That's better.
That's now I
That's
feel like better. There we go. Now I feel like I haven't driven the show entirely into the ground yet. But there's time. It's only noon. And we have a hot minute here before we turn the studio to the other side of the glass of the 17th floor, 2 Penn Plaza, because Scott Shannon is in the house. He's brought some familiar names, some friendly faces. He's going to take over for a while. We grab some lunch, and then our action here is going at least until 7, probably a little bit later. Still to come, I believe Jim Kerr is going to be here.
Right.
Shelley.
Carol Miller.
Carol Miller is going to be here.
Pat St. John checking in later on.
Fast Jimmy and AJ Hammer are ruling the hallways right now, and eventually they're going to come in and share some stories as well.
They're salivating.
Is that what it is?
They want to get in here really badly.
We'll tell you very quickly. The hashtag is PLJ Reunion Day. The hashtag is PLJ Memories. You can hit us with a text at 95955. We're reading your stories. We're responding to what we can. We're even taking your song requests because it's pretty much no rule book from here on out.
Our program director came in and said, do whatever you want.
Right.
Which is a radio DJ's dream.
Exactly.
So we're going to take full advantage of that today.
And we know we're on the clock, so we've got 3 minutes till we go to the other studio, so we're just going to hit this button right here. I said to Handsome Matt, we can play some Bob as we get set to go there. Which should we play?
Shakedown
was the call from the back of the house. By the way, Saturday night, PNC Bank Arts Center. Brother Bob, PLJ.
No matter what.